As expected, Democratic Columbus City Council President Andy Ginther leads the four candidates with more than $1.8 million raised. And as expected, Mayor Michael Coleman's chosen successor is getting most of that money from corporate Columbus. Donors include J.P. Morgan Chase, Nationwide Insurance, Huntington Bank, developer Michael Glimcher, and the owners of Donato's Pizza. Many of those donors have had legislation before council in recent years. Franklin County Sheriff Zach Scott, who is also running as a Democrat, has raised nearly $400,000. His donors include the Columbus Fraternal Order of Police, developer George Skestos, small business owners, and friends and family. Democrat James Ragland has raised $52,000, with most of that coming from one individual supporter. Republican Terry Boyd has raised nearly $5,300. The top two vote-getters in the nonpartisan May 5th primary will move on to the general election in November. I'm Jim Letizia, WCBE News.